the inner potency or the higher potency of Golok Vaikuntha, they catch inspiration from there. They are utilized for the purpose of the center there. That means that Yoga Maya or Swarup Shakti means that. Inspiration from there. And they hear inspiration from different stages of enjoying spirit, and their devotion, and there is also section Vaikuntha, Goloka, and different rasa, and inspiration, and they do accordingly. Inspiration, that vibration from the center, and here vibration from innumerable local center of local interest. And there, Narayan center, Ram center, Krishna center, but all meaning towards the main, with some consonance with the main center. Therefore, there are also different center of interest, different interest, Vatsalya, Sokho, that is the specific, but all meaning for the satisfaction of the Absolute. Here also different centers, but all, almost all, meant for local interest. All vibration, different vibrations coming into class for different interests. On the whole, all of separate enjoyment of these things here, up to Satya Loka. Then in Viraja Brahma Loka, no traceable vibration originating there. Again, up from Shiva Loka, some serving vibration are the original there, of different stages, but all center carrying interest. So here, in this mundane plane also, if they come from higher region, they are always connecting with the center, and some here escape, getting escape from local interest, they may realize such a position that they may be used as agent of that world sometimes. May be used as agent, connected from there, and maybe utilized as agent though not always 100% converted into that, but they are utilized according to their liking, as much as inclined towards that interest as they are utilized by the higher officers.
So one might be inspired from the higher plane to describe Krishna consciousness according to time and place.
Maybe if it's so qualified, so reliable, so pure that he can catch and transmit, he may be selected as agent. To reveal the truth of that land.
But it is a rare thing.
Rare, of course.
Is it possible that someone who is not pure,
when Mahaprabhu was in Puri, he utilized one of his devotees, Nisinghananda, as the mediator. Nisinghananda, he lost his senses, and being inspired by Mahaprabhu, he used to talk here about him. It is mentioned in Chaitanya. Nakul Brahmachari Dehe Vahidwaresh. He is in Puri and Nisinghananda here. Nisinghananda got inspiration. Like hypnotization from far. A hypnotist can hypnotize only within his the circle of his senses. But from far off also, one can inspire, hypnotize, can use as medium. It is mentioned that Mahaprabhu did in Nakul Brahmachari. He told Mahaprabhu is doing this, he will come in very soon. All these things, many things were told. And that was true and verified. It is possible. It is mentally, physically now it is possible by radio, by telephone connection. So many things is being possible materially. But before, it was done by mentally. Mental powers, psychic powers were more developed previously by the yogis, devotees, and not these physical things. Now physically it is being done by scientific knowledge, and generally people, it is easy for them to believe. But it was psychic in previous days, so ordinary people could not know how it is being done. We also think it is impossible. But now physically possible. By phone you are talking with America, with London. What is this? This is also a miracle. And mental plane was previously used for such purpose. They got such development. Even the yogis, not even devotees, or in the case of God. But the yogis also could develop such psychic power as to conduct things in this way. Hanuman also has recognized in his book that we hear that Indian yogis, they can cure diseases from distant place. It is possible, I believe. Because a magnetic force is necessary to cure the disease. It is opinion of Hanuman. A magnetic force is created, and that removes the disease. So, I believe that the yogis previously, as he said, the Indian yogis could cure the disease by mental force, and it is possible. And he went on. All the Indian fights, big fights, they all prove, say, and that many wonderful things would have been done only by improving psychic power. Even so, that they had communication with the demigods. They would come here and they also could go there, but only mentally, and that was a scientific transaction, though subtle, reliable transaction, not imagination.
There is a great interest in the West in this parapsychology, this subtle...
Yes, some 8 or 10 years back, 8 Russians came here to inquire amongst the Indian yogis that how we can understand, we can read things that are far off, in the moon or in the sun or in the Mars or in Jupiter, came to here to inquire that the yogis could, ancient yogis in India could do. And that is very quick. The mental speed of a mind is considered to be the most rapid, most quick. So, even more than electric movement, the light. So, Russians came to inquire if such Jovi is able for material purpose. They told, we have come for material purpose. We have sent a rocket there towards Jupiter, and whether by mental speculation, mental energy, it is possible to catch that, to get information from there, which will be more quick than this light, the velocity of light. Velocity of light, velocity of electricity, electron or something, then quicker, or the mind can be quicker than that. And no other material thing can be quicker than the velocity of the light. Only mind can be quicker. And it was had recognition in India. Monogati. Mind can... here, in a second, you may remember your American abode. How far, in a second, you can remember, mind can go there. So mind is the quickest conveyance, medium. So Russians came, 8 persons came here, some 10 years back or so. As we have come with some material object, if we can utilize the speed of the mind in the case of scientific researchers. But they told that we failed, we could not do. We could not miss such man now here. Yes.
The yogis.
Once I was delivering lecture in some bar library, in the assembly of the advocates. They put a question to me, what is this, that few years ago also we had connection with the gods, demigods and Satyalok, and now we have already detached, no god comes here. They will see Narada and the others, so many gods do not come here, or we cannot go there, disconnected. Only few years before, in the age of Mahabharata also, freely the gods used to come here, and Arjuna and others used to go there in the heaven. What is it? What is this? That question came to me. I told, the psychic power was very much improved at that time. Just as in dream, or just as in Planchet, you know, Planchet. The departed soul, they are drawn, and we can have some talk with some departed soul.
Yes,
in medium. The Planchet,
Yes, they call seance
medium. Just as this is medium, through a man or through any machine, it is possible. This sort of power was very much developed scientifically at that time. Now we have lost that. And I gave some instance that suppose now the scientific civilization has created much wonders. The aeroplanes, the buses, the rockets, but if by some paramanuki, this war, the atomic war, atomic war, what is it called? Ki yuddha, paramanu yuddha. This, what is that? For which the whole world is afraid.
Nuclear war.
That war, everything is damaged.
Holocaust.
The whole,
Holocaust?
The whole civilization, atom bomb or hydrogen bomb, if such war comes out, breaks out, and the whole civilization finished, and then some books may be scattered here and there, and they will find that before there was an airplane, there was bus, there were all these things, the crippled persons who will be saved after the atomic war, they won't be able to understand. What is this written in the scripture? This is all false things. Atomic war, it destroys the present civilization. And in the books there would be much mention about those things. This aeroplane, this and that, so many the passing of the after the war, the crippled persons that were given, they won't believe. What is this here written? It is all false, all imagination. They will say, all imagination, the scientific improvements, all imagination. Nothing remained, actually. No aeroplane, no rocket, no this or that. They will think you are all bogus. Now also it is such that extensive culture of the mental power is no more. So we are deviated from that position. We can't see that devotee Narada is coming. If devotee Narada comes here, he will come in astral body. But my mind is not sufficient developed to test that here devotee has come. I won't be able to test. He won't come with physical body, his astral body. And if he comes here, I won't be able to test him. But if my mind would have been sufficiently developed, then I could see, oh, devotee has come. The impression would come to my mind. Here, devotee come, here, that, they come. Here, some Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu has come here. My mind's eye, my mind's, that impression in my mind would say it to me, let's say, here, someone has come. But that is blocked, that side is blocked now. Rather, with microscope, I can see one insect is here, one virus is here. I can say through microscope, this is the age now.
Many years ago, when Swami Maharaj came to the West, one devotee arranged for a program. But when it came time for that program, there was hardly anyone there, hardly any people came. So the devotee, he apologized to our Swami Maharaj, "I'm sorry, Prabhupada, no one has come to the engagement." And our Swami Maharaj said, "Well, Narada Muni came, and Lord Brahma, he came."
Yes, men come, I see, I feel, but you can't see. Just as when Sukadev delivered Bhagavatam, his guru, Vyasadeva, Narada, Atri, Vasishtha all came there. The gurus also came. So Swami Maharaj went to the West with so much earnestness to preach the doctrine of love divine. His gurus, as they went there to see how he is dealing in the way. It is not impossible. Madhvakta jatta gayanti tatta tisthami narada. By law, by revealed law we can conceive. Wherever my devotees sing, I cannot but be present there. Lord himself says, Nahang vasami vaikunthe, I does not live in the transcendental plane. Yoginam hridaye nacha, not in the heart of a yogi, but madbhakta jatta gayanti, wherever my devotees are singing with most earnest heart, I am present there. Tatta tisthami, I present myself there. I take my seat and hear their hearty song, singing, chanting, carries me from the heart of the yogi, even from the throne of my Vaikuntha. I run towards where the yogis, they are chanting, where the devotees are chanting very with much devotion, hearty devotion about me. That attracts me most. Narayana says himself. So, the devotees, higher devotees of Narayana along with him, when they come and to attend the assembly, it is not hyperbolic.
Be developed as Kali Yuga is now, or is it finished?
It's very possible, but devotees do not like to waste their time in those affairs. They have no time to lose. Gani Prasa Yoga, this is the system of yoga. They do not care for that. Their concentration is towards service. Story that a devotee, he is very busily engaged in the service of Gurudev. And he is very deeply absorbed. He has attained the satisfaction of the Lord himself. And he has come in disguise. You devotee, I am satisfied with your services. You come, I shall take you to Vaikuntha. The Lord said. Devotee says, no, no, I have no time. My Guru Maharaj has given and entrusted me with this service. I shall have to attend to that. I have no time to go to Vaikuntha with you. Do you follow?
Yes.
Such attention towards the service. Even the call to Vaikuntha, he is not finding time to attend. I am concentrated. This is my duty. I have been given by my Gurudev. I have no time to spare to go to Vaikuntha to fulfill my curiosity. What is Vaikuntha? No time. Such of attention, exclusive attention, is necessary, is laudable for the devotee. It This is some faithful, some dutiful servant. The master, no, you have labored long time. Now you are tired. You come and take food. No. My master, I have not yet no time. I must finish this, then I shall go and take food. It is not impossible. A faithful worker, he may reply to his master's call, just stop the work and come and take some visram, rest, take some rest. No, I have no time to take rest now. I shall finish this, then I shall go to take rest. This is responsibility of service. Concentrate in such a way in the service. Krishna, Yashoda is boiling milk for Krishna. And Krishna, the Gopal, the boy Krishna, boy Krishna is engaged to suck the breast of Yashoda. And on the other side, the milk is being boiled in a cauldron nearby. And the milk is overflowed and getting down into fire. And Yashoda threw Gopal from her lap and went to to take care of the milk that is flowing away from the cauldron. This is like that. It is so extreme example that is meant for Krishna. And though Krishna is dissatisfied, when Krishna is nursed away from his breast, he is dissatisfied. Still, the attention, the materials for the service of Krishna, that must be saved. They care so much. Apparently, it may seem that Yashoda is committing error. The Krishna direct satisfaction continuing. So he is sucking the breast, and Yashoda forcibly threw him away and went to protect the milk, which in future may be utilized or not utilized. But the tendency towards the things of Krishna's service, everything meant of Krishna, the whole thing, it is meant for Krishna. So I must take care of everything, preserve everything. For the time being, Krishna may be a little dissatisfied. What matters? That is the tendency. A very fine, very subtle thing to detect and understand. But what is the underlying tendency, that emotion? Everything belongs to Krishna. At the cost of the present, future must be kept up. At present, we may suffer, but we still store for our future. This sort of tendency is in the interest of Krishna. To be appreciated. So service, gyan sunna bhakti, no curiosity. I don't want to be a big juggler or a yogi or gyani or all the big persons. I'm a humble servant of the gopi. half-educated, half jungle life, that satisfies the Krishna most. That poet, that humble poet, not very grand, grandeur. That is maybe arose in Vaikuntha. But that is ignored in Vrindavan, Lila. Simple. Simple, plain, ordinary. Neither high nor low. Golden mean is there. The degree of meanness, that is also infinite. The degree of nobleness, that also infinite. Grandness, also infinite. The middle point, we may say. The golden mean. There the love. Love is there. Doesn't want to see more future. Only the present, concentrated present, love. It may risk whole future. Past may not care at all. But act in the living present. That grandness, reverence, that is not very suitable for love. The plain life, that is the highest position of the transaction of love. We have to think like that. Grandeur disturbs us in our transaction with true love.
In the West, Swami Maharaj has given us deity worship in a grand way. It is
that is archon. Yes. Archon that is specially meant for Vaikuntha, not in Goloka. Archana. In Ramanuja Sampradaya, the archon holds the important position. But in Gaudiya Sampradaya, Seva, service, bhajan, also in Vrindavan and other grand, many positions in a grand style, it is sin, the worship, but that is only after realization possible. Archan has been recorded as of lower strata. Achyayameva harai japuyang sadhai hati notad bhakti suchanyesu svabhakta prakritas archan. Archan and bhajan, difference. Archan. Diti. That is, archan means trial. Mahara. Mahara ke ki bale?
Purification.
Yudhir Mahara. Before the actual fight, that mock fight. Mock fight, when the planes or the navy, they show some posing of fighting. What is that? What is the name of that? They are showing as if they are fighting.
Yes,
a display.
Mock battle.
The show. It's the show of fighting.
Yes.
What is that?
A mock demonstration. Simulation. Simulation. Not the real thing.
A mock fight. Something like mock fight. Mahora.
Yes, mock fight.
that is a show.
Yes.
So, Archana is like that. A previous, with the dolls, to acquire some habit and to practice something. As a child, they play with the dolls as if after marriage they are playing in this way. That mock playing or something, what you say, the archan, something like that. With the preparation to the real service, we are engaging ourselves similar things, in the external plane, with the external, senses, we are making attempts for some service. But there, I am also not fully grown, and the whom the worshipping is going, I do not see there fully. Near appearance. I am not a pure 100% servant, and the deity before me, I can't feel that he himself is sitting and taking my services. But approximate, dealing with some approximate trial, so that after we can come in real connection, it will be helpful for me. And making some practices, that mahara, archana. So it is Kanishtha Adhikar. Archayane bhare japuyam sodhayati notad bhakti sucanyesu sabhakta prakritasthita. This is material conception. The higher conception, one will leave archana and go to serve a devotee. In the heart of the devotee, higher expression of the Lord than the expression of the Lord in the deity. The more real in the heart of a devotee, the presence of the Lord is more real, more in conscious form. Are there in some material form to me. And there in the heart of a devotee, the same Lord existing, but that is of higher form, very, very conscious. In conscious form, he is present in the heart of a devotee. The devotee is after that feeling, that sentiment, that is a conscious matter. But what we find in the deity, here we find those that cannot understand without in terms of sense experience, Bhagavan, the Lord has taken the form of deity towards them. Though does not understand anything, but which is not in the experience of their, within the bounds of their sense experience. The eye, the hand, the nose, the ear. He comes down to the lowest section as a deity. But who can catch his spiritual existence? For them, it will be more beneficial to serve a devotee than the deity. There was an incident mentioned in Bhagavatam. Once you might have heard the story of Gajaraj. There was a king in the southern India, he was engaged, he himself was engaged in worshipping his own deity, family deity. At that time, Maharshi Agastya, Agastya Rishi, a devotee, he came to his palace as a guest. The information was given by the man, his servant, to him, while, to the king, while he was engaged in the worship. But the king, he showed some attitude that as he can't see, he heard that Agastya has come, a great devotee. But he did not care to answer in any way that he had got the information. He showed that he deeply engaged in the worship. He did not hear. After finishing his worship, he came and then he inquired and then made arrangement for his replacement of the rishi. But because when the guest, Vaishnava guest came, he attempted opposing that he can't see, he is deeply engaged in the worshipping. He committed offense against Agastya Rishi, Vaishnava offense. And for that, in the next life, he was the elephant, a life of an elephant, birth of an elephant he got. And then when that there was a fight between that elephant and another Kumbhir ki wale, that water,
crocodile.
There is long fight between that elephant and when the elephant was too much tired, he can't fight, he took the name of Krishna. Lord, save me. And that temperament came because he was a devotee. That king, he came to take the form of this elephant. He was a devotee internally. So that Gajaraj, that the king of the elephants, when he could not save himself from the attack of that crocodile, he chanted loudly, Krishna, he was a...
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
There's a Bengali saying, good. Gajaraj Pukari, Krishna Rakho, Abdha Jeevana Hari, Abdha, now I am going to be finished. Oh my Lord, protect me. Krishna ke Pukare, Mathura se, Garure Chari ki Dhare, Gao ke Hari Mare, Gajaraj ke Uddhare. But the elephant, the birth of the elephant came to that human king only for the offense that he disregarded the devotee, guest, with the plea of his engagement